in Seattle as Jen Mueller joins us. And Jen, having been to a game in Seattle, I've never been there on Monday night, but I'm not sure it can possibly get any louder than it was the game I was at. But I'm guessing that building, that fan base, the 12s will be going crazy tonight. This is a really big game.
It is. And you know what? I think everybody in the Pacific Northwest was watching that game between Baltimore and San Francisco, knowing what this could mean. Because while they would be tied in the standings, Seattle would have the tiebreaker against San Francisco after beating the 49ers in prime time a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, everybody's going to be jacked up. And Pete Carroll has said how much the 12s mean in this game. I know it's hard to imagine CenturyLink Field louder than it is on a normal Sunday, but I'm going to tell you that fans have a little more time to get ready for these later games, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they're going to have everything dialed up. Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing fans in Seattle are also watching that 49ers-Ravens game a little bit to see, Lamar and how he's playing. Because I think, the MVP of the league might come down to him and Russell Wilson. And, as great as Wilson's been, Lamar Jackson is just such an he's maybe the best highlight reel going. I'm not sure he's the best player per se, but he's easily the most exciting right now. And Russell Wilson, he's having a fantastic year. A lot of people didn't expect Seattle to be this dominant, but there's been times where he's just carried that team to victory.
Absolutely. And you know what? Look, nobody is going to argue the fact that Lamar Jackson is fun to watch. Seahawks fans saw him in person earlier in the year, and he tore up the Seahawks for over 100 yards rushing. And if you are looking at most valuable player, you could make a case that that offense does not run for the Ravens unless Lamar Jackson can run the way he does. Meanwhile, you look at Russell Wilson, and he is better than he has been at any point in time in his career, at least when it comes to accuracy, the way that he's getting rid of the ball, the way that he's reading things. But you know what? The Seahawks have some other weapons, and it's okay if Chris Carson carries the ball over 100 yards a game. You know, it's okay if you've got some other guys making plays. So, look, I would love to see Russell get the credit that he deserves for being the MVP. But you know what? The Seahawks are doing just fine with having all the playmakers that they have and having Russ run the show the way that he is.
Now, you mentioned that because he's got 24 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Has anything changed in his approach or delivery? He's been this accurate. Is it just, everything's coming together? He's always been very good, and he's just having a great year, and he's feeding off it. Has there been any subtle, small changes for him technically at all that you've noticed?
Honestly, what it is comfort level with Brian Schottenheimer, who is the offensive coordinator. Yes, last year they were just kind of getting the feel for each other. They both had a lot of ideas. They both got along great, but there is something about being with the same offensive coordinator for a second straight year. And honestly, I think it's Russell's time in the league. I mean, you are seeing from young quarterbacks. You mentioned, the Rams might not make the playoffs. Look, it is hard to do what Russell Wilson has done. And one of the things you have to do with a quarterback is get the body of knowledge so that you don't make the same mistakes. Jared Goff doesn't have as much time in the league as Russell Wilson, and I think you're seeing that familiarity level. I also think you've got some very different receiving threats for the Seahawks this year. DK Metcalf is a legit big body receiver. He hasn't always had that, and that's not a knock on Tyler Lockett or Doug Baldwin. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic receivers. But you give them slightly different toys, and it makes that offense look a little different.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Jen. When you have a big body, and I remember, and I know, hey, quarterback doesn't matter what league you're in, but Mike Riley said you can throw a ball to a vicinity, and you don't have to be nearly as accurate, and the big guy just, he's got a bigger wingspan. He can make plays, and that you don't necessarily are more accurate, but you complete more balls because his ability to go get more.
Yeah, and I would say this. He has, in fact, perfected some of those tighter windows, particularly to Tyler Lockett in the back of the end zone. He's getting some help from guys who are making incredible catches. But, yeah, make no doubt, Russell certainly has taken a step up. I just don't think that there's any magic to it. I think it's his progression and the work that he's putting in.
Tyler Lockett, if you just look in the NFC alone, he's right up there when it comes to yards. This guy started out as a basically a kick return guy, and then he's built up and built up, and now he's more of a receiver than a kick returner. He's really someone who's really rounded out his ability and become a much better route runner.
I would say that he's certainly taken his game up, and he is the guy that Russell trusts in those situations deep. I mean, he's going to put it to only where Tyler can get it, and Tyler will make the play or make sure that nobody else can make the play on that one. And, you know, if you looked at Tyler Lockett and you ran into him on the street, you would not guess that he was an NFL player. I mean, he's pretty quiet, he's pretty reserved, and he looks, I mean, just like a normal dude, right? As compared to a D lineman or an offensive lineman or a guy like DK Metcalf. But he really does have some great football instincts. And he, in a lot of ways, is progressing the same way Doug Baldwin did in his career, with making those tough catches. He's not afraid to get hit across the middle, but he has the speed to get downfield. A little bit of an off week last week because of the injury suffered in San Francisco. We should see him closer to 100% tonight.
And how is the Seahawks defense right now overall? What's the strength? Is there any area that Pete Carroll's concerned with?
Well, I think you're concerned a little bit with some health. There's been some injuries that have come up this week. Michael Kendricks being the most notable. He's having a fantastic season. And you hope that Jadeveon Clowney and Jaron Reed can play tonight. Jaron Reed left last week's game early. Jadeveon Clowney sitting out that game, having that procedure done in Philadelphia. I talked to Clowney this week. He wants to go. So does Jaron Reed. I think you've got a little bit of health there, but you have to like the way the team is coming together. The defense over the last couple of weeks, when you force 8 turnovers, when you get to the quarterback as many times as they have, it looks really good. And when you know it's because you've got guys like Quandre Diggs who gets inserted into the secondary, and boy, that just changes the look of everything. I think Pete Carroll likes what his team is doing on defense. Now what everybody would like to see is the offense and the defense have the type of games that they are capable of having at the same time, so that you are not putting pressure on one or the other side of the ball to come through late.
Jen, really appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tonight. Lots on the line as both Minnesota and Seattle is trying to move into a tie in their division and avoid having to start a playoffs on the road. So should be a big one tonight and very loud as it always is in Seattle. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.